In October 1991, Vicky Cruz was just 11 years old, but the current curator of the Bakersfield Museum of Art remembers one trip up Interstate 5 that year very well.
You know, I remember driving up to the pass, and all of a sudden the hillsides were just scattered with these giant pops of yellow, and it was really quite beautiful. Then I remember walking along with my family and taking, you know, photographs underneath, you know, this giant shade and walking around and just seeing this thousands and thousands of yellow umbrellas.
Those umbrellas were part of an international art project by the husband and wife team of Christo and Jean-Claude, spanning two continents, 8 years of planning, and costing $26 million. On both Kern County's Tejon Ranch and the rice paddies of Ibaraki, Japan, the team installed a total of over 3,000 umbrellas, blue ones in Japan and yellow ones in California, each standing nearly 20 feet tall. Christo, who is currently working on a new project known as Over the River to cover Colorado's Arkansas River with 5 miles of fabric, remembers the umbrellas well. He spoke with us from his studio in New York earlier this week.
The umbrellas is a project in two parts, like a traditional painting whose two canvas make one of a work of art. It's a project to highlight the similarity, the differences between the two richest countries in the world, with a lot of similarity, a lot of differences between very sunny, dry landscape in Southern California and a very wet landscape full of water in Japan.
He says the site along Interstate 5 was critical to the success of the project.
It's very important to have the very leaf landscape, living, meaning that there are villages and towns and highway bridges and all kind of man-made structure to have a relation to the scale of the umbrellas. You know, in the wilderness, we never know how tall is the umbrellas, how wide is it. You know, there was Principal Highway 5 in California, but there was an additional small county road that we can see the work of art and different perspective, different height. In the same way, we have the Gorman, we have the Tejon Ranch, we have Lebec, all these small town. Literally, the umbrella was very close to the road, and Californians, they were sitting under the umbrellas, having picnicking near the postal office, near the church. The same thing in Japan, near the temple, near the post office, near the school.
Aline Zanger, who at the time was a senior executive with Tejon Ranch, worked closely with Christo and Jean-Claude on the project beginning in 1987.
One of the most joyous periods of my life, because it brought together people from such a diverse areas, and they were brought together in such a happy moment. We watched the umbrellas being opened and the morning sun shining on this most incredible yellow fabric, and it was extremely exciting. It was really one of the more exciting moments of my life, and I think everyone who was there felt the same way.
The project was not without its challenges.
How do you get the umbrellas on the top of the hills, areas where there are no roads? So they had to actually helicopter the umbrella parts up to the top of the hills.
The fact that all this took place on a working cattle ranch added to the complexity.
I remember an emergency meeting that was held with Tejon Ranch because the crew for Christo and Jean-Claude left a gate open between a herd of cows and a herd of bulls, and they weren't supposed to mix that time of the year. His staff needed to be fully trained. When you go through a gate, you close it, and for someone in the ranching business, that was a big deal.
Another problem involved winning over those skeptical of the project. Here's former Kern County Supervisor Mary Kay Shell.
A lot of people weren't familiar with Christo's wonderful projects, and they said, "What?" And they were also fearful that it was going to cost Kern County money, which it didn't. Christo took care of all the costs of the project, and of course it brought a lot of people into the county to look at the umbrellas. So it all ended up as a very, very positive event.
Christo and Jean-Claude financed the project on their own through the sale of their artworks, but still needed the approval of the landowners, Kern County, and dozens of other agencies.
The permitting process is really developed the identity of the project. We are probably the only artists in the world when our work is discussed before physically exists.
Whether it was wrapping Germany's Reichstag in fabric or encircling entire islands in Miami's Biscayne Bay, Christo and Jean-Claude's larger-than-life works of art were matched by their personalities.
They were dynamic. They were exciting. They were very deliberate, very tenacious. And they had a joy of life that was contagious.
Their bond and artistic vision was especially strong.
Myself and Jean-Claude were born the same day, the same year, 1935, June the 13th. And Jean-Claude was always loved to say, we are Gemini, we are four people.
While the umbrellas marked a joyous occasion for many, it was not without tragedy. On October 26, 1991, a 33-year-old Camarillo resident, Lori Keevil Matthews, was killed when one of the umbrellas in California fell in a windstorm, trapping her against a boulder. Later, when the project was being dismantled, a worker in Japan was electrocuted when his crane touched a high-voltage power line.
I remember the moment when we received the news as if it were yesterday. I was in Japan at the time with Christo, and we were in a museum looking at some of his artwork. And his project manager approached us with the most solemn look on his face and told us they had just received news about the death of the young woman in California. And at that moment, we all said we must go home. And Christo and Jean-Claude made the decision to close the project out of respect for her family. Still, to this day, I can't think about the Christo project without remembering the very tragic death of this young woman.
Still, despite the tragedy, the umbrellas have a lasting place in the memories of many area residents.
You know, it almost didn't last long enough. They were up, and they were here, what was it, 3 weeks? And then they were gone. But it never fails when I drive through that area on I-5 today. In my mind's eye, I can still see those umbrellas. It was a lasting, lasting impression.
Vicky Cruz agrees.
You know, the thing with Christo is that his pieces are temporary. It changed our landscape, and I think it forced people to sort of change their perspective of something that they knew so well.
Meanwhile, in New York, Christo is currently waiting on approval from the federal government for his latest project. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Joe Moore.